Manchester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Step into spring with the latest LFC label fashion arrivals in store now on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.
Well, time now for our weekly catch up with Chester FC women's team, and on the line this week is that player Sarah Gill. Hi Sarah, how are you?
Hi, I'm not too bad, thanks Steve.
Good. Well, last week, of course, you beat Altrincham 7-0 away from home. Let's just go through the game, shall we, for those people who don't want to happen, really. But the first was an own goal, but it was forced by Molly Wood's shot. So it's 1-0 at half-time.
Yeah. So we'd had a few chances in the first half that we didn't put away. Some questionable refereeing by the two refs that we had, because we did have one with an injury. But yeah, we did end the first half 1-0. And then obviously the second half was miles better, scoring obviously the six goals.
You should say that, yeah. Into the second half, and then Molly Wood scores with an excellent finish into the top right-hand corner, I believe.
Yeah, it was a great finish from Molly. Get more and more of them off her every week.
And the third goal came 3 minutes later in the 53rd minute, again Alicia Wright from Kerry Morris's pass.
Yeah, so Kerry's recently just been promoted from the development squad as well, and she played really, really well at the weekend, and obviously earned man of the match from us.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? Really good, isn't it? That's great, isn't it, that she's come from a development squad and she gets man of the match. It's fantastic. Then 7 minutes later, Molly Wood's second goal of the game in the 60th minute again, another smash into the top right-hand corner.
Yeah, it was another good one from Molly. So she actually has been on fire this season, so it's really good for us.
And then 2 minutes later, 6 seconds of the game, Alicia Wright gets her second goal of the game from inside the box. And then in the 78th minute, Molly Wood gets a hat-trick. Again, another shot in the top right-hand corner. So the right-hand corner was very busy, wasn't it,
last week?
So
yeah, it was another great goal by Molly, equally with Alicia as well. She played really well. Obviously, man in a match was very difficult to choose with the front three, obviously on fire there.
Yeah, so yes, the last goal coming in from sub Emma Gray. He took advantage of the Goldmouth scramble to put the ball in the back of the net. So the unbeaten run continues, still fourth in Division 1, but if you've played, 17 games compared to other teams around you, have played three or four more. So you've got a chance there to catch up, haven't you? Really?
Yeah, so we've got three games left, we've got obviously one tomorrow, Tuesday, and then the following Sunday, and that'll be us done. Hopefully we'll pick up a win from each of those games, and hopefully finish third place, which is I think the highest we can go now.
Yeah, so tomorrow you're playing BRNESC, Ladies Away.
Right.
That stands for, do you know what it stands for, by the way?
I think it's like British Railway something or other.
British Rail British Rail North End Social Club.
Yeah, there you go.
over there in Liverpool. And so you play tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You played them earlier on this season, didn't you, at home?
Yes, we did, yeah. I think we won that one by quite a margin, but I think we let it slide in the second half and let them sort of semi get back into the game. But obviously we're not looking to make any of their mistakes this coming Sunday.
So you're saying before you're playing on Tuesday as well, are you playing away or home on Tuesday?
Yeah, so we've gotten a big travel over to Hindley, away on Tuesday.
Okay, and then the final game is next week on Sunday.
At the King George, we're playing Hindley again, so that's the return fixture.
Great, so book your diaries, come down and support Chester women's team a week on Sunday, their final game of the season, down there at the King George, the fifth playing fields there, so that'd be fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, so how you think the season's gone so far, Sarah? Do you think it's gone well?
Yeah, I think we've had a good season. Obviously, we had a slow start, which sort of led us to be in the position of not being able to win and go up. But I think we found our feet and some momentum when we played some difficult teams in the cups. And then obviously we're on the back of an unbeaten run, and long may that continue to the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, in the cups there, of course, you were playing some teams there from a higher division than yourselves, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, and in the National League, two leagues above, I think it is, two or three. So, yeah, we put ourselves a really good credit against those teams there, and we obviously took them right to the end of the game, which was good.
Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, I wish you the best of luck tomorrow against the British Rail North End Social Club. Later ladies. Easy for me to say. In Liverpool. Starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And thanks for coming on the programme once again, Sarah. Okay, and we'll speak to you in the future. All the best.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, guys.
Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Step into spring with the latest LFC label fashion arrivals in store now on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.